Hey there, you legendary people. This is the How Legends Are Made radio show. I am Dan Blackburn. And as you know by now, if you've listened, I am your host. And I'm totally stoked to be the host. Booyah. Welcome, you legendary maniacs. Hey, how are you doing today? Today is July 15th. 2014, 2014, July 15th. Hey, let me ask you, is your life legendary? I mean, is it? I mean, it is, or it isn't, or maybe it's somewhere in between. You're taking it from where you are to legendary. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Whichever other one you're at doesn't matter. Easy for me to say. This show is your chance to define what legendary is or redefine, because sometimes we were legendary, we lost it, and or you are legendary and you just want to keep building the momentum, build a bigger, better, higher, thicker, stronger, faster, more powerful mountain that you can climb to the top of. Hey, let me tell you, being on top is fun, F-U-N. And it's fun, and it's okay. Like, it's okay to be on top, to be at the top of the mountain. Yeah, sometimes people want to knock you down. Remember that little game you'd play as a kid? I'm the king of the mountain. And all your friends would run up and try and pull you off. Well, it's okay to be at the top of the mountain. And yes, sometimes people may want to pull you down, but being legendary rocks, R-O-C-K-S, it rocks. Booyah. So buckle up. We're taking a ride. Before we get going, though, remember a little bit of housekeeping. If you're new or you want to find out more about my story, about me, about anything that we're talking about here, more podcasts, go to howlegendsaremade.ca, howlegendsaremade.ca. And subscribe to iTunes, to Stitcher, to Zune, to whichever directory works for you, BlackBerry, Android, or iPhone. Get them all there. And hey, while you're there, register to get to the front of the line for my new upcoming book, 17 Stories That Will Rock You, Shock You, and Inspire You. And a little surprise, little sneak peek, a little gift for you there. First chapter is posted. It is free. Go get it now. Go get it now. So, talk about being at the top of the mountain. It is F-U-N fun. F-U-N fun. Well, that oddly enough, as you can imagine, what a coinky dink. That's today's topic. Oh, yeah. Drum roll. That's my drum roll. Not much of a percussionist, but that's my drum roll. So, hey, tell me. What do you do for fun? Email me. Shout it out now. Shout it to your friends, your family. But, yeah, get it out to me. I'd be happy to share this responses, ideas, thoughts, feedback you give me, and I'll put it online. So, but what do you do for fun? I mean, really, really fun. Are you even having fun? I mean, if we asked you to step aside and we came through the radio and into wherever you are and we asked your kids, your coworkers, your partner, your neighbors, your friends, any other part of your family, does this person have fun? What would they say? What would they say? Now, hey, when I talk about fun, F-U-N, fun, I'm not talking about shrugging your responsibilities. I mean, those have to be done. If there's anybody that's an advocate for getting big things done and getting the big things done first, it's me. So I'm not talking about shrugging responsibilities. I mean, get those big things done. The more of those things you get done, the more fun you can have. So I mean, what do you do for fun for the purposes of having fun? What are you doing? I'm having fun. Why? Because it's fun. Yeah, but what will it get you? Fun. Oh, so you're having fun because it's fun, so you can get fun. Yeah, Why don't you say that a couple of times, maybe 10 times in a row as fast as you can, see how much of a tongue twister it is. But that's why. Just have fun. I mean, just do it. My daughter and I, my 12-year-old daughter, her and I have this game we play. This it's gotten to it where when something funny happens that might stress people out or freak people out, like smashing a jar of relish on the floor or breaking a plate in the kitchen or dropping an apple pie out of the fridge so there's apple pie and crumbs and everything all over the floor, we call it remember that time when. And we laugh. We have fun in those moments, and it's a blast. I mean, some of these memories I have, this the apple pie actually happened. She might have been 4 or 5, and her mom had just washed the floors, and everything was spick and span, as they say, and opened up the fridge, and lo and behold, there's a pie. It's not put back in the fridge very well, because the moment the fridge door opened, the pie shot out like a rocket from a cannon, and there was pie everywhere. But hey, we cleaned it up. We had a great laugh because there was pie everywhere. The floor wasn't so clean by the time we were done. But hey, it wasn't our fault. We were just having fun. Fun because it's fun, and we got more fun from the fun. So are you having fun? Because if you're having fun, then great. Then have lots of fun. So those are memories that my daughter and I have about things, times, moments, experiences that were fun. And we still talk about them today. We'll look at each other. We'll be out somewhere and I'll say, hey, remember the time when? And then, we, of course, we have a good giggle. So that's fun. Maybe it's something else you do with your kids, with your family, with your friends, where you go somewhere or you do something. There's a particular activity. But, I mean, what are you doing to have fun? I'm an advocate of hard work. I'm also an advocate of hard fun. So whatever level you work at, have the same level of fun, the same intensity, the same commitment, the same passion that you put to your work, bring it on over to the fun department. And I've never met anybody who in their dying moments looks up and says, oh, I wish I had have had less fun. I really had way too much fun on this trip. I've never seen a kid come home from a family vacation and look at their parents as they go back, go into their bed or go back to bed for the first time since coming back from the trip and look at their mom and dad and say, oh, we just had way too much fun. That was the worst trip ever. I've never seen a couple go out on date night. I hope you're still taking your spouse, your partner, out on a date regularly. Okay. And I've never heard a partner come back and say, wow, I really think that we should take a break and I don't think our relationship is going the right direction because I had too much fun. No, that doesn't happen. So what are you doing? You're working hard? Are you having fun? Here's 3 tips real quick, down and dirty. These are the ones. Schedule the break. Schedule the space for fun. I mean, don't plan the fun. I mean, we couldn't have planned the pie flying out of the fridge. Well, maybe we could have, but we didn't. I promise we didn't. So don't schedule the things you're going to do, but schedule the block of time. You'll be amazed at how your kids, your friends, your family, your neighbors, your coworkers will look so forward to those moments, those pockets, those periods of time when you's going to have some fun, you's going to have a good time. So schedule those times. Next thing is top things give you energy versus the bottom things that take your energy. So think about this. You want to fill up to the top with things that give you energy because you're like a tank. You can only give what you have. So you want to top up with all the things that give you energy because the things that take your energy are going to bring your reserves down. They're going to take from you. And that's okay. When you're out there giving passionately to your community, to your environment, you're doing all the things that you love to do, you're helping others, you're being of service, you're paying it forward, it's going to take some energy. But you'll be amazed how much more you have to give when you filled up your tank with fun, with the stuff that actually matters. It gets you recharged, re-energized, and ready to roll. R-O-L-L, roll. The last thing, we are human beings, not human doings. So we're very comfortable at being busy, at being at work, at being chasing our career, at being the one who's going to do what it takes to get the job done. But are you being fun? Are you being committed to creating that enjoyment, the laughter, the pleasure, the fun in your relationships, business, personal, professional, quiet time, intimate time? I mean, are you having fun? Or are you just doing? Just showing up, punching the card, and getting out of Dodge. Because that's no fun, let me tell you. I've been there, I've done that. In 1997, I hit rock bottom, lost it all. I was so busy doing, I wasn't being. I made the choice in that time to be. I put it together. I've been helping thousands of people since then. So be happy. Be busy when it's supposed to be, but carve out that time and be happy. Have some fun. Remember, the name of the game, work as hard as you play and play as hard as you work. Fill up that tank. Fill it up. Fill it up. Schedule the fun. Schedule the breaks. And then just go wild. Let her rip, baby. Just see what happens and get busy being. Stop doing. Get ready. Get ready being. Hey, that brings us to a close. Thank you for listening to How Legends Are Made radio show. I am Dan Blackburn. And like I said at the start, I'm your host. I am the host with the most. Remember, go to our website, howlegendsaremade.ca. howlegendsaremade.ca. More podcasts. Subscribe. Leave comments, reviews, suggestions. I'm here to help. I'll be happy to take you through a topic for something that you want to hear more of. And hey, while you're there, remember the new book is coming out. 17 stories that will rock you, shock you, and inspire you. The first chapter's up there. It's free. Go get it now. That also puts you to the front of the line when the book is released. Hey, my friends, I am Dan Blackburn. This is How Legends Are Made. That is it for me. I'm out of here. But hey, as always, remember to dream, plan, and execute yourself to a legendary life. Booyah!